Yeshaya Perek Nun Vav. This perek primarily contains a prophecy which relates those who keep Shabbos will be saved in the times of the redemption and how selfish the leaders of Klal Yisrael are. And Pasuk Aleph. Komar Hashem Shimru Mishpat Vosu Sadaka Ki Krova Yeshuasi Lavo Visidkasi Legalos. Hashem says, do what is just and observe what is right, for my salvation will arrive soon and my victory will be revealed. The Radak relates, if you would just guard the laws of the Torah and increase good, the redemption will happen, because the only thing holding back the Geula is tshuva. In Sichas Aran, Rav Nachman of Breslov explains, he's jealous of a person who's called an Erlich Yid, as in the times of Mashiach, a simple kosher Jew will be very difficult to come by. This is what Yeshaya Navi was relating, just simply do what is just and observe what is right. To be a simple Jew with not so many complications and sophistications. Just do what is right and don't do what is not right, as it takes no sophistications to come close to Hashem. In Pasuk Beis it says, Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zois Hu Ben Adam Yachzik Ba Shomer Shabbos Mechalo V'Shomer Yadam Asos Kora. Happy is the man who does this and the person who holds fast to it, who keeps the Shabbos and does not profane it, and who refrains from doing evil. The Radak brings the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yotes Amud Beis. The reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed was because they were Mechal Shabbos. They desecrated the Shabbos. Therefore, if Yisrael would properly keep Shabbos, they would be redeemed. As a person who keeps Shabbos is considered as if they kept the entire Torah. Shabbos is the makor of Kedusha, source of holiness, for the entire week. So when a person keeps Shabbos, they are testifying to the entire world was created by God, as Hashem is the source of all life, who is constantly taking care of every single one of our needs. That's why it says Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It is similar to the world to come, because Olam Haba is the perfected state of the world. On Shabbos, the whole world is complete, as we're able to look at the world around us and ourselves as whole and complete, not needing to change anyone or circumstance around us, as we're giving extra Kedusha to experience ourselves in an Olam Haba type of way. Pasuk Gimel through Vav continues to relate that even non-Jews that keep Shabbos have complete faith in Hashem will be rewarded, as it says in Pasuk Zayin, V'haviosam el har kodshi v'samachtim b'beis tefilosi olosam v'zobcheim l'rotzon al mizbechi ki beisi beis tefilu yikore l'chol amim. I will bring them to my holy mountain and let them rejoice in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted favorably on my altar, for the temple mount will be called a house of prayer for all the nations. And Pasuk Yud through Yud Yubayz, which is the end of the perek, the Navi relates the leaders of Yisrael are like greedy dogs with no understanding. They are acting totally selfish, only thinking of their own emotional and financial gain. As it says in reference to the leaders in Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'kilovim azay nefesh lo yadu shava v'hema roim lo yadu havin kulam ledarchem panu ish levatso mikatseu. The dogs are greedy, never satisfied, and they are shepherds who have no understanding. All of them turn their own way, seeking profit. This Svarim HaKadoshim explain, there is a Rav de Kedusha, a Rav of holiness, and also a Rav de Klipa, a Rav who comes from the evil side. This is what Esav said when he encountered his brother Yaakov, Yesh li Rav, I have a lot, or I have a Rav, I have a rabbi. In other words, there are manhige shkarim, false leaders who look legitimate on the outside, but on the inside, they are rotten to the core. As Yeshaya HaNavi related, in the times of Mashiach, false leaders will be rampant and warn the nation to be weary, to stay away as far as they could from the false leaders of Yisrael. And that's the end of the perek. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.